Hello, everyone. Sometimes you just gotta pull out the microphone and just fucking record. A lot of times, to be honest, when you guys don't see or hear an episode from me, it's because either I'm not consciously in the space of recording, or it's because I'm not inspired. But the truth of the matter is that I realized today that inspiration is constantly around me. I'm just not pulling from my resources. And I think one of the things is because I'm always trying to be original. I'm always trying to reinvent the wheel. But today I was reminded that I don't need to reinvent the wheel, because what I'm doing is already reinventing the wheel. I just need to sing it louder from the rooftops so everyone can hear. Today I was also reminded that what I do matters. And even though I've quote unquote sung this song 1,000 times, I need to sing it 1,001 times. Because there's always going to be somebody that's just now hearing my voice for the first time. There's always going to be somebody that's just now logging on to xltribe.com for the very first time. There's always going to be someone that goes to Instagram and discovers my page at xltribe on Instagram. There's always going to be someone that discovers the YouTube page or the Facebook page or the LinkedIn page or the Pinterest page or any other social media that I'm on. I'm currently on Clubhouse. There's going to be someone that discovers me there as well. So I really think it's important to get a full-length understanding that I need to constantly show up, and I need to constantly provide you all with reminders that you have permission to live your fullest expression of your life. You know, 2020 has been a lot, and I know that the year is coming to an end, and you know, it's a lot emotionally, physically, mentally for everyone this year, whether you were personally affected by COVID. What I mean by that is, like, if your household, if someone in your household or you got COVID, either that level of experience, or whether you just experienced, you know, some of the outer bands where you might have lost your job or someone in your family lost their job and so you felt it that way. Or if you're one of the small group of people that experienced an explosion of growth throughout this time, depending on whatever your business was already doing. You know, in some way, shape, or form, we all have been affected by this pandemic. And I think a lot of times what happens is that I'm a photographer. And I think I see the world as a photographer at all times. So I'm looking at things through a specific lens, but we're going to do a little camera talk here. So, like, if I'm shooting a subject and I want, like, the most clean, crisp shot of them heads up, like in a portrait style, I'll use an 85mm lens. One of the plus of that is that I get all the details in their face. But one of the minuses about that is I don't get to see the beauty around it. And in a way, that's how I've been looking at everything in the world through an 85mm lens, and forgetting that I need to zoom out sometimes. And so this is what this episode is going to be about. It's about me zooming out, putting into practice things that I need to be more consistent with, and then also sharing some things with you guys that I've learned in 2020. I think if I were to sum up my experience for 2020, I would say it was a beautiful disaster. 2020 allowed me the ability to do something that I've been asking for a while, and it was the freedom to sit down without any distractions and get my shit together. You know, I have big dreams, and I mean, really big dreams. And I'm gonna need money to accomplish these dreams. And I know that I need to push my business further. Number one, the more visibility that I get for this brand, it allows me to do more of the things that I always wanted to do, which is change big and tall men's life. That is my ultimate goal. And I will not stop until I can get every single big and tall guy on that train. In my living room the other day, I declared that XL Tribe, my ultimate goal for this brand is to become what Vogue is for fashion. I also want that to become fashion for big and tall men. Like, I would love for this platform to be something that transcends my life, that lives long and far beyond my lifespan. Something that I could hand down to my children and they can hand down to their children. And I definitely am interested in building that kind of brand. And I think about that all the time. Like, if that's what I want to do, then I got to put my pedal to the metal and go a little bit faster. So really, this is basically a roundup episode of like everything I've learned this year, all of the lessons I've learned, all of the good, the bad, the in between. I mean, I did a lot of self-discovery this year. This year I took the advice of Sid and I went to therapy, and so it's been one of the most helpful things of my life, actually, to go to therapy and learn about things that were triggers for me, learn about things that were stopping me from being my best self. I definitely realized this year that money was holding me back. I definitely learned that my experiences as a child were holding me back. And one by one, as I started to lift that weight off of me, I started to realize how much more I was flying and soaring in terms of like how big I could think. I think up until this year, like, I thought of the brand as being like a big brand, but I never had a goal for it. And I think, you know, recently in the last 2 or 3 days, I've really decided this brand is going to become the go-to media brand for men's fashion. Like, I would love to be on the level of Vogue. Not I would love, we will be on that level. I will be held in high regards, in the same light, the same breath as Anna Wintour, because I will put in all of the work necessary to make sure that big and tall men are seen in every medium possible. That's whatever new medium there is to come, and the ones that exist, movies, TVs, shows, audio, books, everything. Like, I want big and tall men to be inserted into everything that's done in life as far as media is concerned. And I will work my ass off for that. So that's definitely some things that I've proclaimed this year. I got a message earlier today. From someone that really reminded me that I'm on the right path. I'm doing what needs to be done. And although I have not reached the level of brand notoriety that I would like, I'm still on the way. And sometimes it's nice to have a little, a little nudge. You know, you're doing the right thing. You're on the right track. Just keep going. And so in the spirit of keep going, in 2020, I'm going to be adding a co-host to the podcast, because it's one thing to have these conversations. You know, it's like me and the mic right now. But you don't get the best of me when... That sounds weird to say. But, like, you don't get all of me is the proper way to say it when it's just me. I think you get more of me when I'm able to show more sides of my personality, and that really shines when there's another person that I'm having dialogue with. So definitely I want to add a co-host to the show. I also want to add a writer to the website. I need someone that's going to help bring in the type of readership that it's going to take to really grow this brand. And I think that's going to be done by creating conscious articles that people are going to want to share for years to come. So creating tons of evergreen content is really what 2021 is going to be about. It's going to be about getting the brand exposed into larger markets. And it's going to be on the ground, grinding it out. Like I just started year five. This is going to be year five. And there has to be, in my mind, there has to be a level of growth that shows that I've been doing this for 5 years. I know in my mind, it definitely feels like that. But I want it to radiate throughout the hemisphere that XL Tribe is over here working. So those are things that I'm working on for 2021. I'm not waiting for 21 to do those things. I'm starting now, actually. And in lieu of those things, this is going to be the last episode for the year. I'm not doing any more episodes. Definitely want to focus on those goals that I said. So I'm going to spend the rest of the year just strategizing on how to create, make these things manifest for me. I'm also in my personal goals. I would love to add, two more streams of revenue, 3 more streams of revenue next year. I'll tell you guys all about that when 2021 arrives. I'm already working on them, but they're still a little hush hush, but I'm doing them. 2 of them are directly going to impact this brand, which I'm super excited about. So listen, guys, this is what I'm going to leave you with. I've been watching this series on Apple TV called Dear. And the episode that just passed was with Dear Les, the guy who wrote Hamilton. And he said that every time you create something, you throw rocks into the pebble. Throw rocks into the pond. And you have no idea about the ripple that's going to come back to you once you throw the rocks. So keep that in mind, that what you create is actually not for you. It's for other people. So that's why you can't wait to start on something that's on your heart. He said that he knows when it's time to work on something when it doesn't leave him alone. And he said the idea of Hamilton like taps him on the shoulder hundreds of times before he decided to answer the call. I'm sorry, not Hamilton. His first musical, which was Washington Heights. He said that tapped him a bunch of times before he decided to listen to the call. And that's how he knows when it's time to do something, when it won't leave you alone. So I would like to leave you all with that sentiment. Spend the rest of the year thinking about what's been bugging you all year. Something that's been grinding deep inside of you. Like every time you think about, how to move forward in life, this one idea just keeps coming up. Every single time, no matter where you go, and it's reinforced by the movies you watch, the people you talk to, the TV shows you watch, it's constantly there as a reminder. Focus pay attention to those things. I want you to take the time, take the rest of the year, try to slow things down as much as you can so that you can focus on what your body, your mind, your soul is telling you, what's tapping you, you know, on your shoulder, so to speak, and focus on that. And 2021 should be the most promising year for you ever if you take that piece of advice. So I would like to thank you all for listening to another episode of XL Tribesmen. And next time you hear my voice, you know, there should be somebody else that you listen to too. All right, so take care, fellas. Please take care of yourself. It's the holidays. We're still in a pandemic. Be safe, people. I want every single last one of you to make it to the other side. It looks like we're getting close, and I hope that in 2021 we find a new normal or a sense of normalcy. Because I would love to do, you know, bigger things in 2021. So, with that being said, you guys take care. Enjoy the new year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. I think I'm leaving out one other holiday that I can't. That's like, it's right at the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it. I'm sorry who I'm forgetting, but happy holidays. Take care, guys, and see you in 2021.